You're listening to SBS News.
A long and silent guard of honour paid tribute to Victorian firefighter Bill Slade, who died earlier this month after being struck by a fallen tree while battling a blaze in the state's Alpine region. Premier Daniel Andrews was among hundreds of mourners gathered in Wonthaggi, southeast of Melbourne. The funeral was held as firefighters in three states prepare to once again put their lives on the line. In New South Wales, fire crews are bracing for the return of dangerous fire conditions, while authorities in Victoria and South Australia are on alert as temperatures rise. With the fire threat far from over, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says hazard reduction burns are key to addressing the crisis.
Hazard reduction is as important as emissions reduction, and many would argue, I think, even more so because it has an even more direct practical impact on the safety of a person going into a bushfire season.
But the world's first scientist to link bushfires to climate change, Dr. Tom Beer, disagrees.
I'm delighted that we got the science right, but I'm horrified that we got the science right because of the implications of the science.
Dr. Beer and fellow Australian scientists have issued a joint statement warning that the severity of bushfire conditions in Australia will continue to escalate. Professor Will Steffen, climate counsellor and emeritus professor at the Australian National University, is emphasising the urgency of reducing emissions.
2019 was both the hottest and the driest year on record. So this is not normal. There is absolutely no doubt about that. The ultimate driver for these changes are the additional greenhouse gases we are pouring into the atmosphere at an increasing rate.
As scientists again underscore the link between extreme weather and climate change, former Prime Minister Tony Abbott downplayed it to a United States audience in Washington.
Everything associated with an extreme weather event these days is taken as proof of climate change. I think that to many, it has almost a religious aspect to it.
Australia's position on climate change is also in the spotlight in Switzerland. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has defended the country's climate record at the World Economic Forum, including its use of coal, saying Australia does its bit and is committed to effective action on climate change. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.